Sometimes words are not enough. There are some circumstances so utterly wretched that I cannot describe them in sentences or paragraphs or even a whole series of books. And the terror and woe that the Baudelaire orphans felt after Esme pushed them into the elevator shaft is one of those most dreadful circumstances that can be represented only with utter silence. I have no words for the profound horror the children felt as they tumbled down into the darkness. I can think of no sentence that can convey how loudly they screamed, or how cold the air was as it whooshed around them while they fell. And there is no paragraph I could possibly type that would enable you to imagine how frightened the Baudelaires were as they plunged towards certain doom. But I can tell you that they did not die. Not one hair on their heads had been harmed by the time the children finally stopped tumbling through the darkness. They survived the fall from the top of the shaft for the simple reason that they did not reach the bottom. Something broke their fall, a phrase which here means that the Baudelaire's plunge was stopped halfway between the sliding elevator doors and the metal cage where the quagmires had been locked up. Something broke their fall without even injuring them, and though it at first felt like a miracle, when the children understood that they were alive and no longer falling, they reached out their hands and soon realized that it felt a lot more like a net. While the Baudelaires were reading the catalogue of the inn auction and telling Esme what they had learned, someone had stretched a rope net across the entire passageway, and it was this net that had stopped the children from plunging to their doom. Far, far above the orphans was the squalor penthouse, and far, far below them was the cage in the tiny, filthy room with the hallway leading out of it. The Baudelaire orphans were trapped. But it is far better to be trapped than to be dead, and the three children hugged each other in relief that something had broken their fall.
"Spencet,"
Sonny said, in a voice hoarse from screaming.
"Yes, Sonny," Violet said, holding her close. "We're alive."
She sounded as if she was talking as much to herself as to her sister.
"We're alive," Klaus said, hugging them both. "We're alive, and we're okay."
"I wouldn't say you're okay," Esme's voice called down to them from the top of the passageway.
Her voice echoed off the walls of the passageway, but the children could still hear every cruel word.
"You're alive, but you're definitely not okay. As soon as the auction is over and the quagmires are on their way out of the city, Gunther will come and get you, and I can guarantee that you three orphans will never be okay again. What a wonderful and profitable day. My former acting teacher will finally get his hands on not one, but two enormous fortunes."
"Your former acting teacher?" Violet asked in horror. "You mean you've known Gunther's true identity the entire time?"
"Of course I did," Esme said. "I just had to fool you kids and my dim-witted husband into thinking he was really an auctioneer. Luckily, I'm a smashing actress, so it was easy to trick you."
"So you've been working together with that terrible villain,"
Klaus called up to her.
"How could you do that to us?"
"He's not a terrible villain," Esme said. "He's a genius. I instructed the doorman not to let you out of the penthouse until Gunther came and retrieved you, but Gunther convinced me that throwing you down there was a better idea, and he was right. Now there's no way you'll make it to the auction and mess up our plans."
"Zishalem!"
Sonny shrieked.
"My sister is right," Violet cried. "You're our guardian.
You're supposed to be keeping us safe, not throwing us down elevator shafts and stealing our fortune.
But I want to steal from you, Esme said.
I want to steal from you the way Beatrice stole from me.
What are you talking about? Klaus asked.
You're already unbelievably wealthy. Why do you want even more money?
Because it's in, of course, Esme said.
Well, toodaloo, children. Toodaloo is the in way of saying goodbye to three bratty orphans you're never gonna see again.
Why?
Violet cried.
Why are you cheating us so terribly?